You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Answers for the Family. I'm your host, Alan Cardoza, and each week I will bring you guests that will inspire and educate while bringing answers and options to raising children today and in our constantly changing future. I will address issues such as locating a runaway teen, family crisis intervention, building self-esteem, dealing with addictions, and many ways to keep your family mentally, physically, and spiritually sound. Now, having over 30 years experience working with families in crisis, I've been fortunate to meet and work with some of the top professionals in many of the helping fields who are working to make this world a better place for all of us. And I'll continue to bring you some of these incredibly talented and caring people each week as we bring you Answers for the Family. Now, our topic today is the power of a quality education. And I want to tell everybody I've been really looking forward to this one. I think it is such an important thing for all of us who have school-age children. Our first guest is David Jackson. David is the son of Fairmont Private School founders Kenneth and Helen Holt. He became Fairmont's director in 1979, and through his vision, grew Fairmont to five campuses in Orange County, serving preschool through 12th grade. Now, in 1999, David and his wife, Stacy, took over Fairmont Private Schools as the second-generation family-owned business owners. Today, Fairmont has grown to include multiple divisions under the umbrella name of Fairmont Education Group. The other divisions include summer camp, international education partnerships, and blended learning services. Now, throughout this growth, Fairmont has received many awards and honors, including the National Blue Ribbon School Award from President H.W. Bush, the Best Family-Owned Business in both the Orange County Business Journal in 2007 and the Anaheim Chamber of Commerce in 2011. Now, in 1981, Mr. Jackson was one of 13 California school leaders to organize the National Independent Private School Association, where he also served as president from 1994 to 1998. Now, in 1992, Mr. Jackson organized with other California Blue Ribbon schools the California Association of Nationally Recognized Schools, where he was also elected president. Now, Mr. Jackson reorganized the Orange County Private Schools Association in 1980 and continued to serve as president until 2012. And if you haven't figured it out yet, Mr. Jackson's passion is to help as many children as possible receive a quality education. David, welcome to Answers for the Family.
Thank you very much, Alan. It's kind of weird to hear things about yourself. So I appreciate it.
Well, I did a little checking, and I wanted to make sure that the people knew a little bit about you, so that, you know, when I ask you something about quality education, they know that this is coming from someone who has made this their life and has made this their passion. So I'm just so appreciative to have you on, but also that there are people like you out there that are concerned about the fact that our children need to get the best possible education they can get.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. So, and let's start right there. You know, with your vast experience, how do you define a quality education?
Okay, I hear a lot of conversation out there by especially educators talking about quality education, and it seems like they go into all kinds of detail, and I hear it over and over, but I feel like they leave out some of the most important parts that I believe. Mm-hmm. Number one, to really receive a great education, you've got to have the greatest teachers. That is the most important part.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you've got to be in a school with the right school culture and a peer group that is a positive peer group, one that really believes in it's cool to be smart. they need to be learning how to study and gaining a passion for education, for school. That I love going around the campuses, and whether it's a kindergartner, a junior high kid, or even high school students, and asking them, you know, how are you doing? Are you enjoying it? Are you having fun? And I get a yes all over the place, and it's just fantastic. And then I like to follow it up with, though, is it difficult? Are you having is it very challenging? And almost everybody comes back with, yes, it's difficult. Every once in a while, I'll run into a student that'll say, no, it's not that hard. And my comeback real quick is, oh, hey, I can change that. I can improve on that. Oh, no, don't do that. But high expectations is the other part that I think is so important that I see has changed so much over the years in this country, that the expectations have just really dropped. We didn't, they didn't want anybody to fail. They didn't want anybody to feel bad. So to do that, you just got to keep lowering the standards. And that's one of the worst things that they've done. To kind of just reiterate a little bit more about teachers, a strong, challenging, passionate teacher will make all the difference in the world. For 30 plus years, I have asked a question in interviewing especially teachers to try and find out what they really believed in themselves. And I would ask a question that I would like to ask all the listeners and all of you to be thinking of too. If you think back as far as you can and think of the teachers that you had from as far back as kindergarten, elementary, junior high, high school, and including even your college professors, and think of those teachers and say, okay, what was it about those teachers that was really outstanding? And how many really effective teachers did I have? A teacher that really made a difference, that I was able to learn so much more and feel so much better about myself and about education. Then my next question would be, tell me, describe that teacher. Tell me what it is about that kind of a teacher that, really made the difference for you. I was rather surprised, and I was somewhat shocked, frankly. I thought I was one of the only people that I went through public school all the way through, and as I did that, I could only think of three teachers that I felt like made a difference in my education and my life. I heard from most everybody else, the thousands that I've talked to, both teachers and other people, I hear them say, there was one, or there was two, maybe three. To put it bluntly, if the few that I heard that had a few more than that were ones that had gone to a quality private school, and I've heard a few that went to a much better public school that had a few more. But it was just so sad to me that, can you imagine what you'd be able to do if you had a great teacher virtually every year? if your children had a great teacher each year, how would that affect their lives? Not only would they learn much more, I believe, but they would feel better about themselves, and they would feel the thing that I love to make sure our kids get is that attitude of, wow, I was able to do it here. I can do it anywhere. I can do anything.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And as you were saying that, one of the thoughts came to me, and that is, and this may, I think, also be a question that many of our parent listeners are thinking, and that is, what about the child who has now been through most of their time through public school, and the parents have really not been satisfied? They don't feel that their child has been challenged. They don't feel that their child has met that teacher or multiples of that teacher that has really motivated them. How do you get that child to make a shift if you don't get them till, say, high school? How do you get that shift to where it becomes cool to be smart, that they start to have a passion for school. Tell me how you make that particular shift in these students.
That is a very good question, and one that for a lot of people is pretty difficult when you have somebody that has already got it ingrained in them. What I see and what I've seen in some of the students that have come to our school, at Fairmont School, their first thing is they want to be with the in crowd. They want to be popular. And if they've been in a environment, which is pretty often, that it's not cool to raise your hand, it's not cool to be smart, it's not cool to even like school or like your teachers, you want to get them in an environment that's different, that the peer group is one that says, you know, it is cool to be smart. It is, you're really successful if you do your homework, if you raise your hand, if you participate. I've seen that in some schools and in many schools that I've visited, and it seems to be lacking in a lot of others. That is one of the most important things. You got the teacher, and you want to have the culture that the kids can be successful in. Without that, it's really difficult. You can go ahead and have ways that you can bribe the kids, pay them for better grades and whatever, but that works maybe for a few, but not too well.
Well, and again, so for the parents out there, how can they go out? The parent that is out there, they're looking at new schools. They're trying everything they can within their power to get that spark, to make that shift with their child. What are some of the things that they can look for to be able to know that they're finding a school that has the right culture for their child?
You know, that's one of the things that to me is exciting to see those parents, and we have most of our parents here, a few are that way. They want it so much to have their kid get a great education that they're willing to take the time to go out and really investigate. They're some of the only ones that I find that really do go out there and look at the schools. And I share with people, there are four types of school that I think you really need to go out and take your time to look into. You know, I ask the question sometimes to some of, what is more important to you and to this country and to our community than making sure that your child gets a great education? Without a great education, their likelihood of them being successful and reaching their dreams is really limited. And so spend the time to do it. I start off and say, you need to go visit the four different schools. One is your local public school, the one that your children are assigned to go. Two is the best public school that you can find, that you hear about, even though it might be, miles away and you see there's probably no way you can attend there. Go in and see what they're doing different than the school that your children are supposed to go to or are going to. Then I emphasize, please go out and visit your local private school, the school that maybe is close into your area, that has some of the teachings, maybe the religious teachings that you would like, or whatever, and find out what they're doing. But then don't leave it there. Find out and do some studying. You can find out online and from some of your neighbors and others, who has the greatest reputation as a private school? Where is the strongest private school? And go out and visit that school also. It does take time, and it's not easy. Some of the really difficult part is to be able to actually see what is going on in the public school. I'll just share an example. I came to a realization 3 or 4 years ago that I have 11 grandchildren, which is just one of the greatest rewards for having children. And all of a sudden I realized that my two oldest grandkids were going to kindergarten next year, and they're the only two families that one lives in Virginia, the other one lives in San Diego, and I don't have a Fairmont school there. The rest of my grandkids are attending or going to our school. And I called them up. I said, hey, Dan and Darcy, where are you going to be sending Harlan and Sydney to school for kindergarten? And I heard back from them what I hear from so many people that I just think, you've got to be kidding. Even they came back with, well, Dad, don't worry. The local public school that we have that our kids are assigned to go to is one of the best, highest rated schools around. My reaction back was, oh, boy, where have I heard that before? Mm-hmm. Have you been out and visited that school? Have your neighbors that tell you about it visited? And no, the answer is almost always no. And so I said, get out there and visit them. Well, they ended up throwing it back in my lap and said, hey, Dad,
why don't
you know more than we do. Would you come with us and visit the schools? So since I visited hundreds of schools all over, I love doing that. I did that, and in both cases, I went back east to do it, and I went down to San Diego. I said, set up in advance an opportunity to visit your local public school, and then if you find another public school around that you hear is better, we can go there, but set up also to visit some of the private schools around. And so we took a couple of days to spend some time and go. It was difficult for both my son and my daughter to get an appointment to go in and see the public school firsthand. They kept saying, oh, come at open house time. And I said, no, mm-hmm. not open house. You'll see a few things at open house, but you want to see it actually running. Mm-hmm. And so we were finally successful because we didn't give up. I kept saying, no, you got to realize this is your public school. You're the taxpayer. You have every right to go in and follow their rules, but go in and visit. So we got a chance to do that, and I visited with my daughter the kindergarten class in her local public school that was very high rated, and I was not surprised to see there were 35 kids in the classroom. Mm-hmm. It was a half day, but my daughter said, "Well, you know, they have two teachers to share this." But we only saw one, and we were told we were not allowed to talk to the teacher, we were not allowed to talk to the kids. And so we sat there listening and watching, and frankly, in her case, I was impressed with the teacher that they had. This teacher was a very impressive teacher, really had control and seemed to know what she was doing. And luckily for us, after about 10 minutes, she had finished a lesson she was doing and had the kids working on their own and came back and said, you know, can I answer any questions for you? Which opened the door for us. And we started asking questions. And some of the things that we found out, and my daughter's first question was, I understand there's two teachers here. Well, Mrs. Jackson, or Mrs. Tanner, the other teacher teaches the afternoon and I teach the morning, and yes, we're supposed to share with each other or help each other, but we're too busy doing our prep and that, and it doesn't work. And I have some parents that come in and help out sometimes. And my daughter kept looking at me saying, don't say anything, Dad. I don't want you embarrassed. So I didn't. We lucked out also. I'll try not to make this too long. It was towards the end of the school year, and there were some parents in the back of the room. They were putting together a packet, which was kind of impressive to me. I haven't seen a lot of other schools do that. All of the kids' work from the first day of school until the end of school, so parents could go ahead and see some of the growth. And as they put the packets together, we were looking over their shoulders, and luckily one of them said, well, hey, would you like to look at these? I said, sure, I would love to. And they showed it to me, and one of them said, have you ever seen anything so impressive? It took all I could to not say anything, because I was really surprised. I expected to see a little bit better improvement from the beginning of school to the end, because I know kindergartners can do it. I know first graders and others. but it just wasn't there. And my daughter saw that, and that's kind of all it took. She agreed, and I told her, I said, this was one of the more impressive public schools I've seen. I don't want to bash them, but this is just not even close to what the quality of our school is and others that I've seen.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, but you mentioned about the fact of you know, essentially they said, you know, don't talk to the kids, don't talk to the teacher. Obviously, they approached you, so that's okay. But I mean, let's, you know, we're talking about, you know, with these parents going out on school tours. I mean, you know, what would be the top three questions that every parent should ask while they're on a school tour?
Okay, you know, that's another good question, and try to think myself, what are some of the questions I, you know, ask? One is to find out, if you can, how long they've been teaching and how much, you know, from the questions you can ask, it's determining how much passion do they have for what they're doing. Do they really love what they're doing? Do they love kids? You can almost see as much as you can hear an answering of what the kids are doing, how involved they are, how excited they are with education, with learning, and if the teacher is really giving the kids what they need. You know, question wise, I guess I just automatically do it, and I can't think of specific questions.
Right, but it sounds like what you're saying is that find out their credentials. Find out if they just graduated, you know, 3 months ago and this is their first go at this, or find out things like how many kids are in the class, you know, or as you did when they told you ahead of time there's two teachers, the question was, where's the second teacher? Or is the second teacher a student teacher? You know, how are they you know, how are they doing this? And not that having a student teacher is a bad thing at all, but, you know, let's identify them correctly.
Yes. You know, the other question I would ask the teacher, and I have, is how much help do you get? Do you receive a lot of help from the school? Is there a lot of, do you get the tools and that you need to be able to teach the right materials, the right books? Especially how much, faculty development do you receive? How often are you able to receive faculty development classes? And even that you have other teachers, do they ever come into your room and observe your room, including the principal? And unfortunately, my experience is you'll find out the answer is very little. We end up hiring teachers, it seems, and put them in a classroom and say, it's yours, take it over. And they need a whole lot, all of us need a whole lot more help and get the assistance where we're working together as a team.
Yeah.
So that is one of the questions that I ask, and I would very strongly find out.
Okay, so now let's say that we've gone out there. So we've gone out to the local public school, we found out where the best public school is, we've gone out and checked that, and we've done the same with the local private school and the best private school, and we've come to the conclusion, now as a parent, we really want our child to go to this particular private school. Especially, you know, in this day and age now of you know, financial situations that a lot of parents have gone through. I know that, you know, in doing what we do with the transport, there was a time in which, you know, all of our homes were worth a lot of money, and parents were refinancing their homes, you know, to make sure their child went to the best school possible. Most don't have that opportunity anymore. So, I mean, you know, what are some tips that you can give to parents out there, the best way to be able to afford a private school education?
Okay, I've been blessed to be able to have a lot of families, a lot of parents attending our schools that we know are struggling financially. They're finding it really difficult. my first reaction is, darn, we should be getting choice in education. We should be having opportunity for the parents to receive the funds and go where they want. But that's happening very slowly, and especially slowly in California. But without that, what I found in talking to these parents, and one of the things that is offered out there but is not publicized very much, is private schools do give financial aid and even some scholarships. There's a lot more financial aid than a lot of people would think, and you need to ask. If you ask, you'll find that in almost all cases that I've seen, they can give you financial aid. And the thing that surprised me years ago myself was that even if you are in a higher income, but if you got multiple kids, whatever, it still really can be expensive. You should go ahead and ask, even if you're in a higher income. You'd be surprised at how much financial aid families would get that are even making more than $100,000 a year. That's the first thing. That gives you some great assistance. The other thing that I hear from a lot of these parents is you got to sacrifice. That they've realized and feel so strongly that the most important thing for their kids and for their family is to make sure that they get a great education. And so they tell us, they cut back on those expensive vacations, and they have just a local vacation and still have a great time. They cut back on getting a car every 3 years, a new car. They may limit some of the new furniture that they would love to have, but realize and say, what's more important, that furniture, the car, or my kid's education? There's quite a bit that you can save that way. One of the things that I see the most is the same experience that I frankly had as a grandparent. Once my daughters, my daughter and son found that as we visited, there was a few private schools that they weren't too impressed with, but there was one that really was, and it was expensive. Mm-hmm. And I said, told them the same thing. Go in and ask for financial aid as much as you can get, and then you guys then cut back to whatever you have to do and pay as much as you can, and I will help with the rest. We have literally hundreds of families that I know of that grandma and grandpa is helping out, that their even uncles and aunts of the kids are helping out with some tuition. And one of the kind of surprising, I think, to a lot of people, especially for grandparents who are looking at how are we going to transfer our some of the assets and wealth that we have to our kids, because you can only give so much. With education, there is no gift tax for education, so you can give as much. We have families that sometimes to transfer the wealth and to help out, they've gone ahead and paid for 6, 8, 10 years of private education in advance, and that way they get an even better deal. But there's no tax consequences, and so that is another great way of doing it.
All right, and let me just jump in real quick. Okay, so for grandparents out there that are listening, listen up, because we all need all the help we can get. Now, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. But joining us after the break will be Tyler Vail, Director of Admissions for Fusion Academy. Tyler will talk about Fusion Academy and the Orange County Private School Association's upcoming annual school fair, which will offer one convenient place for families to find information about private schools and explore what school is the best fit for their particular child. So everybody, stay with us. Stay with Answers for the Family. We're going to take a break. We will be right back.
Founded over 25 years ago to meet the needs of families in crisis, Westshield specializes in resolving adolescent issues that negatively impact the family. From preteen to young adult, we are experienced and qualified to help. We offer solutions which include referrals to a network of top professionals internationally that we work very closely with in the fields of educational consulting, psychology, and psychiatry. Our in-home crisis intervention care program helps to stabilize families and bring effective resolution. We are supported by our licensed investigation company that enables us to offer legal and expert services for locating runaway teens and more. Our therapeutic transportation services help to ensure that adolescents in crisis are safely provided transportation to specialized schools and programs with unmatched experience and success. Simply put, West Shield Adolescent Services is the best solution when your family is facing personal crisis. Call 1-800-899-8585 and let us help you.
All right, we are back. We are talking with David Jackson, and David joining us now is Tyler Bale. Tyler is a licensed marital family therapist who specialized in child and adolescent therapy. After several years of doing clinical work with families, she learned how fusion was revolutionizing education and positively changing students' lives. Seeing this, Tyler joined the Fusion team to help open Fusion Academies across the nation. And in the last 4 years, Tyler has helped open 13 campuses across California and in New York. She is passionate about helping families find the best fit for their child's needs and goals, whether at Fusion or somewhere else. Tyler, welcome to Answers for the Family.
Thanks for having me. It's definitely been a busy 4 years.
Yeah, I'm sure it has. I'm happy to have now two people on the air that I know are both passionate about helping families get the very best education they can for their child. And I know that both of you are involved in the Orange County Private School Association. If you could share with us a little bit about the upcoming event, and again, right now, we're talking about one that is in Orange County, but for our listeners across the country, understand that they have these things in the national associations. There are educational consultants near you. There's lots of different things. So at this point, because we're talking about one here in Orange County, doesn't mean that there isn't something just like this in your own area. So tell us a little bit about the one we have here.
Yeah, David, okay. I would love for you to start, and then as a school okay. that has really valued being part of it, I'll kind of share my experience after you introduce what it's all about.
Okay. I will answer your question. There are a lot of other communities throughout the United States that also have private school fairs, and that's where we got the idea 4 years ago to go ahead and hold that. We've had such great success with the fair. We've had such a great turnout, and we have about up to 60 or so schools that have put their booths out and are there to answer questions and show off their education and all the different things. Along with, we have some fun activities for kids, so you can bring your children. They get a chance to see some of the things about the school, but there's plenty of things to keep them busy and occupied while you're talking to some of the admissions people. Because of the success of our private school preschool through 12th grade fair, we've now added a high school fair that specifically is aimed at for high school. That will be in October. It's October 20th from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock at the UCI campus, at the University of California, Irvine campus. We will have probably about, looks like 35 to 40 of the private high schools in all of the Southern or Orange County area attending there. Many will have also preschool through the eighth grade, but the focus is on high school. Along with being able to see, you will also have the opportunity of hearing some specialty speakers that will be there, both talking about how you can afford a private school and especially some will be there talking about your preparation for good high school and even preparation for college and what are some of the things you should do. So even if you aren't able and don't attend a private high school, you can get some great help that way.
And,
We, in addition, of course, we'll have our annual, the fourth annual now, preschool through 12th grade, that will be held on January 5th, several months later, also from 1 to 4. This one will be at the Irvine Marriott Hotel. Now, I hope people can write this down, but you can go on to our website at ocpsa.org, and we have all the information there, along with a list of the schools that are part of the Orange County Private School Association, and just a lot of other aid and help.
Well, and that's exactly what I was about to do, was to give the website. And again, for those of you out there, you know, if you're on your computer, you can open up another screen right now. You can still hear us, and you can look at that again. It's ocpsa.org. It's O-R-G. So you can open up another screen. You can write it down. You can check a little later for those of you if you're driving or you're on your iPhone. You can always go to Answers, the numeral 4, the family blog, and we will have all this information listed there as well. So, Tyler, what can you add to this?
Yeah, I was so excited to find out about this organization when our Fusion Academy first opened two of our campuses in Orange County, because our Fusion Academy is such a unique academic model. We were really trying to figure out how to get the word out there and spread the word to families and see, you know, first of all, if Fusion's even the right fit. And so I joined this organization, and the fairs have been incredible. I mean, just the amount of schools that I can personally also meet, just being at the fair has been wonderful, and along with the families that we've been able to visit and chat with. It's just such a... One thing I value so much is community, and I know it might sound a little cheesy, but truly being part of this organization makes me feel a lot more connected to Orange County, and I know it's a big focus on private schools, but also just the connection that our private school community has with talking with these families and trying to help them figure out what is the right fit for them. I get so energized by that, and I really appreciated being part of the Orange County Private School Association, also just because of the relationships I formed with the other private schools in Orange County.
Well, I've already signed up.
I'd like to add one other thing, that the association has been very beneficial to us and other private schools, is we get to know each other much better. We get to know some of the other diverse types of private schools, where when somebody comes to visit us, if they have a child that has some special need that we're not able to meet, or where they live, they might they feel too far away, we can share with them and tell them a little bit about some of the other private schools, and especially those that have some special needs and ways to help.
Well, I think that's beautiful, and I think that I agree with what Tyler just said about the feeling of community. You know, to have, you know, that many families go there and just know that everybody's there for a united effort of trying to determine, you know, what is the best that we can do for our child. I mean, that's just such a great environment and a great way to know just some of the truly best parts of any community, is to be able to be a part of that. So I just think it's a beautiful thing to be involved with. So, I mean, if one of you could just sort of walk us through. I know that you said it's at UCI. So if they go to the website now, they sign up. What are the things you can tell them as to how they can get the very best out of this particular event?
Again, I recommend that they bring their children. We've seen that most families do bring their children, and it gives them an opportunity for both the school and for the family to talk a little bit and see, and you can get a good feel for, are these the kind of people that I would like to have making sure that my child gets a great education? Is my son or daughter going to really feel comfortable there and feel loved? It is a great opportunity. Otherwise, it can take you a lot of time to visit that many schools. Where here you get a chance to get their information, and then you can sit back and say, okay, these are the two or three or four that I really want to now go and visit their campus and see firsthand what is going on, to get a great tour. and that is something that you really want, is a tour of the school, then that will really open your eyes to, yes, this is what I want, and this is going to be great for my kid.
Yeah, David, I love how David used the word love. I think we shy away from that in education sometimes, but when your children feel loved and supported at any place, they learn better and they're happier. And so I just wanted to just highlight that, bringing the whole family to these events so your kids can get the sense of who those people are. And David's right in that. Who do they feel loved and supported at the school that they're going to choose? I just think that's so valuable and makes a huge difference.
I couldn't agree more. And we have an instant message coming across that I'm going to read right now. This one says, we have been searching for the right private school for our daughter for about a year now, and the biggest obstacle we have found is wait times for admission. It says the schools in Orange County that we liked and we preferred that were closest to our home have wait lists that can be as long as months. Is there a resource we are missing that could help us deal with this?
Well, I think, again, going to the fair and calling some of the other private schools, I know we see that there are some schools that are in an area that is very heavy with families that want their kids there and have a great reputation. They have a waiting list, and in most cases, they haven't grown any, so that's the most space they have. There are quite a few of the schools, and it seems to me a lot, that do have space. I know in our case, and I know that Fusion and some of the others, we're entrepreneurial. We want to help more kids, so we keep opening more classes, more campuses, and you will find then because of that that there is space available.
All right. And Tyler, what other support is available to help families navigate finding the right school or the right fit for them?
This is definitely my area that I get really excited about. So personally, I really, with my background and my connections that I know, I will help every family if they want to reach out, and they don't even have to be interested in Fusion. I will personally help connect them to the different resources that I know. Another reason like what David was saying, I love being part of the Orange County Private School Association because I personally make an effort to get to know all the private schools, personally meet them and know the niche of students that they serve. And I also have some close connections with educational consultants. And I know that might be a new term to some listeners out there. And really, educational consultants are experts in knowing the different schools and programs across the nation and in their area. So educational consultants are incredible at connecting students to the right school or program that's the best fit for them. And so I also know some of the best educational consultants, and I'm more than happy to help any family if they want to reach out to me personally to help them navigate who to connect with and figure out what's the next step.
Well, and the exciting thing go ahead.
Is that we have the internet now that for years we didn't have, and you can find anything out there. And if you just type in education consultant, you'll end up with a list of those. You can go online. There's organizations like greatschools.com and others that not only will give you some discussion about some of the different private schools or public schools and private schools, they also give you a lot of questions you can ask and a lot of other things that you can do. So the internet is a fantastic aid.
Yes, I agree. And Tyler, let me ask you, because one of the things, and for those that that haven't heard it, I am familiar with Fusion because I have a son who's gone there. But explain to everybody what makes a unique private school like Fusion so successful for students. First explain a little bit about the one-on-one, but explain some of the other things other than that as to how this relatively new model is working.
Yeah, I'd love to. Obviously, it's such my passion right now as we're opening more Fusion. So the first Fusion Academy opened 20 years ago down in San Diego. because our founder, Michelle Rose Gilman, saw the power of one-to-one teaching. So one teacher, one student for every class at Fusion. Yet, she also wanted to create a full school culture. So not just have this students working one-to-one with teachers, but also being part of a school community. So the first Fusion Academy opened, and it just took off, because I think it was meeting such a need of students that struggle in traditional classroom models. Even 15 kids in a class, for some students, was still difficult for them to get the needed attention. So about 4 years ago, what you said earlier, we decided to open more Fusions across California. Uh-huh. And again, every Fusion is always, you walk into your classroom and it's just you and the teacher. But more than that, it's about the relationship between the teacher and the student. So it's very relationship-based learning at Fusion. The bell rings, you walk into your science class with you and the science teacher. And the science teacher focuses on that student's unique learning style. What does that student need in that class session? The way the teacher teaches to that student, meeting that student's own learning needs. And then, again, more than the one-to-one, there's also the emotional and social learning that takes place. And we're really deliberate at Fusion to create this culture where the focus is beyond academics. It's a lot of enrichment classes and focusing on helping the student meet their goals, whatever that is, whether it's getting into a university or whatever their plans are after high school. So it's the one-to-one, but it's so much more than that. And I know, Alan, you're familiar with Fusion, and I think my heart, I found Fusion because it's not just a school. It's definitely a place that is changing students' lives, and I see it every day. And I know we serve such a niche of students, and we're small, but it is making a difference for the students that are here.
Yeah. And I couldn't agree more. And we've only got a couple of minutes. I want to make sure that everybody knows how to get a hold of everybody, to get a hold of both of you. But I just want to share something from a parent's perspective as it relates to Fusion is, you know, I have a son that went there that was really not functioning in the public school system. And he absolutely thrived, so much so that one of the classes he took was screenwriting, and he wrote a television series. I mean, he literally wrote this entire series, and this was, and yet when we were in the public school system, he was not doing well in any of the writing or English-related classes, and we actually had people within the public school that said, well, you know, maybe he just doesn't get it. Maybe we should hold him back, or maybe we should put him in a class that moves slower. And I kept saying, no, you don't understand. He's probably smarter than all of us. He just needs to be motivated. And that was one of the things that I saw, was the fact that he could become so motivated and learn how to learn, and that was part of it. I think he learned how to learn, and he learned how to do things that were more his passion, and it showed. I mean, he pulled straight A's, but you know, once he got to Fusion, so it's there. And if your child falls into that particular niche, it is an incredible, incredibly positive thing for all of the kids.
Yeah, and I think it goes to what David was saying earlier when he used the word love. The students, when they feel like they're really cared for and the teacher is so invested in them, their confidence soars, like your son, and he's figuring out all these other cool strengths that he has that he may or may not have discovered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you brought up one other thing that I think is so wonderful about private schools in general is we serve a large market. We have lots of choice. We are all different in different ways, and some meet some kids' needs in one way. You have a lot more choice, and you can go out and see, and that's where you want to do that, because each child each of our kids are a little bit different, and some need some things different than others, and diversity of choice is fantastic with the, in particular, Orange County private schools.
Well, thank you both so much for being here. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. I want to tell everybody, if you want to learn more about the Fairmont Schools, you can go to www.fairmontschools.com, F-A-I-R-M-O-N-T schools.com. If you want to learn more about Fusion Academy, again, you can go to fusionacademy.com, F-U-S-I-O-N, academy.com. Or if you want to go to the upcoming event for the Orange County Private Schools Association, it's OCPSA.org. If you weren't able to write any of that down, go to Answers, the numeral for thefamilyblog.com. We will have it all there. Again, Tyler, David, thank you so much for all that you do for our kids.
You're very welcome, and thank you for all that you're doing, too.
Yeah, thanks, Alan.
I thank you both, and for everybody, be with us again next week for Answers for the Family.
You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza, right here on LA Talk Radio.